Effingham, the high school,
myself. I appreciate you. I got all the time in the world.
Yeah, let's do it.
We were thrilled to get the opportunity to talk to Blair Hardick because this is a special day for me. Having got to watch so many of her exploits for Effingham High School and the way she has gone on from there to a lot of great things. Congratulations on this day.
Well, thank you so much, and congratulations to you on your retirement. When I saw your face tonight, I was just so excited to see you, knowing everything that you have meant for the community as well as for Effingham High School.
Thanks, Blair. Talk, if you would, about what's going on in your world now.
Sure. So I am so lucky. I am the Chief Strategy Officer for the Las Vegas Aces. We are two-time champion. So I've been so lucky to work in sports my entire life. And Mark Davis is the owner of the Raiders as well as the Aces. So talk about investment, and what a year in women's sports.
You know better than anybody about how opportunities have grown for women in sports. It's too bad that it took a long time, but it's fun to watch how things are developing now.
Well, absolutely. And talk about Midwest sports, too, with Iowa being so great. And Caitlin Clark and the Aces, we were lucky enough to have Kate Martin. But what you're seeing is that high school fans are now becoming WNBA fans, collegiate fans. So the growth of the game, you're seeing it across viewership. You're seeing it in attendance. You're seeing it in merchandise sales. But it's just a great time not just to watch women's sports, but to work in women's sports, to play women's sports. So I'm certainly blessed to be back here for the first time in, I don't know how many years, to watch women's sports with EHS.
Coach Schaefer is still doing a great job coaching here, still getting a lot of wins. But when it comes down to it, you set the standard. What does that mean to you?
I think whenever I hear setting the standard, it's something that I've honestly never thought about. I've played for joy. I've played because I'm passionate. I've played because I love it. And I think some of it, too, being from a smaller community, you don't have all of the choices or distractions, so you know how to really hone in on what you love. And, you know, I'll never forget the 2.5-mile walk from my house on 4th Street to Effingham Park District, where I visualize between the legs, behind the back, and I'm just certainly super blessed to be from a community that shows up and supports and setting the bar stats. You know, being here today with a jersey retirement never crossed my mind. You know, it was just flat out for the love of the game, which is really fun to say.
Well, we love that. I love that. That means a lot to me. What would you say to some young girl who's thinking, gosh, can I do this, or what should I do to follow my passion? How would you encourage them?
I think it's simple. A dream too big is just the right size. And being from a small town, you're not limited. Your exposure is just the same as anyone else. And I hear a lot of times people ask me about young girls or young women, what they can do to be successful. But I talk about young girls and young boys. And that's what's so special now, is that the gender restrictions aren't there. And that's where you're seeing the growth in men watching women's sports. And I'm lucky to be here today with my 7-year-old son, and he has more WNBA jerseys than NBA jerseys, and doesn't put on a WNBA jersey thinking they're any less or any different. So I'd encourage both girls and boys, if there's anything that you want to do, don't let anyone tell you, you know, you can, and dream big. And I think, and know that where you're from does matter, and the support does matter. And one thing with my family and friends, as I look around, we show up for one another, so never discount doing the same whenever it's your time to get back.
Yeah. I was happy to see lots of family photos. Congratulations, Blair.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
So much.
Oh, gosh.
And if you're ever in Vegas, come to a WNBA game. We're completely sold out. We have no tickets. I always